Coach, how did Lamar look today in practice for you guys?
Well, you know, Lamar is playing the right tackle with Schrader this week, and I think he did a nice job. You know, Lamar's played. Who am I going to find for that phone?
Find Fred.
Find Fred? Okay. But, you know, Lamar has played both on the left and the right side, so it's not anything new for him. We had plans to get him cross-trained during this camp. And, you know, I think this gives us a lot more flexibility. As I said yesterday, I think we've got some players that have played in NFL games and have the experience of playing in NFL games, and it's going to give us a lot of flexibility. We obviously made the obvious move that we did yesterday in terms of our left tackle, and now we got three guys competing at the right tackle, but we also have to have guys that can slide inside and play some guard. So some tackle's going to have to play some guard, and we've got two that have done that. Gabe Karimi and Schrader have lined up at both guard and tackle, so it gives us flexibility.
Where's Mike Johnson at? That injury?
I think that Mike is a guy that can play all the positions, and he's definitely not out of the mix in terms of, you know, of competing. Mike is done some good things for us in terms of our big tight end. That's the role that he's played for us and done it very, very well. But he'll get an opportunity to play guard and tackle in the game this week. I don't know if you guys have really noticed, but in the second half of the games, we've been rotating guys all over the place in terms of the offensive line. So we want to mix and match in that second half to give guys opportunities and for us to also have guys trained to be able to play multiple positions.
Do you like the fact that you have a lot of tackles on the roster, because it seems they're more athletic at this level and it might be easier for them to slide to guard than vice versa?
I think it's much easier to slide in than to slide out. You know, in years past, we've always had our emergency tackle to be a guard that would have to move out. I think we're in a much better situation this year because of the guys that have played games in the NFL at the offensive tackle position.
Coach, is Corey still on the same schedule, or is he increased? Where's he at now?
Well, we're going to start increasing all of these guys as we get closer to the game. When I mean the game, the opening game of the regular season, the Saints game, it's important for us to have all of our guys ready to go that are going to play and have to go out and play 60 snaps. And that's not possible if you're not practicing every day. So you're going to see over the next 10 days a change in our team in terms of the routine of who's practicing and who's not.
So both Julio and him?
That is correct. Yes, you know, the prescription has changed in terms of the number of reps that, you know, the guys and the days that they'll be working.
Mike, what are the growing pains here with an offensive lineman, no matter how skilled and knowledgeable, the kind of things that Jake's going to face being thrown right into it?
Well, the first thing is that there's a lot of talented, you know, pass rushers that will be, you know, one-on-one matchups. And usually when you're playing the offensive tackle position, you get a lot of one-on-one matchups. The other thing is the identification. You know, playing in the NFL, and especially in the division that we play, we see a lot of multiple fronts, especially from New Orleans. Ron does a very good job in terms of giving different looks. So just the identification of the fronts and who he's going to be responsible for blocking.
Yeah, from what you've seen from Jay, how compared to other rookies thrown in that position, how is he as far as picking all this up?
Gosh, he's light years ahead of other rookies in terms of his ability to retain the information. You saw that when you spoke with him at the combine. You could tell he was on a completely different level. He's not had very many mentals through training camp at this point in time.
How much do you credit his gene pool?
Well, you know, I think a lot of in athletics, 90% of it's the right mom picking out the right dad. You know, we've you know, he's worked extremely hard, and you know, he's got a great bloodline in terms of his, you know, of his dad, and he knows what the NFL is all about.
Mickey Schuler,
not around today. No, Mickey Schuler is, and you guys didn't ask yesterday, but he's in the concussion protocol. And the other player that on your roll list that wasn't with us was Roby, Courtney Roby. You know, Courtney is in Indianapolis with his wife, expecting a new addition to their family. So we expect him to be back very quickly, but he's got some important business that he needs to take care of up in Indianapolis.